well, the rain is gone and the sun is out. Now you just need to find something to do outside. Speaking of things going on outside, got to say something about a great group of people down at James Island County Park today. Almost 10 years ago, I met a bunch of guys on the internet. Now, that's not much of a news story today with Facebook and all, but you should have seen the look on my wife's face 10 years ago when I told her that same thing back in 2005. I got to use that again, the line about meeting a bunch of guys on the online, when I was the best man for one of those guys I met way back then. In fact, I had never met Henry until he showed up at the boat ramp to fish a tournament with me. Tournament, the put up or shut up, should tell you a lot about those people down in Charleston. That was a blistering hot day in August, but great group of people. So today, those guys and gals are from charlestonfishing.com. If you want fishing information from freshwater to saltwater, hunting, topics, it's a great website to go to. They're having the annual oyster roast, and I couldn't be there. I've made some great friendships since 2005, learned so much about fishing from them, spent a lot of good days on the water with them, eaten way too many oysters, prayed with them for me, and look forward to some more great times down the road. I'm glad the rain cleared out early for you guys, so Andy, John, Carl, Henry, Penny, Joe, and all the rest of you hoodlums and deadbeats, sorry I couldn't be there today, but I'm thankful for all the years we've been friends. Hope the oysters were salty, and I'll see you out on the water soon. So welcome to another Saturday on Woods and Water, South Carolina. My name is Roger Metz, and we've got a great show today. We're going to talk to Mary Mitchell Roberts about the 33rd Southeastern Wildlife Exposition. And I got a guy in the studio today who is quickly becoming a good friend. Mr. Neil Paul works down at Visit Anderson, and we're going to talk about the upcoming Bassmasters Classic on Lake Hartwell, the new Green Pond Landing, more fishing events coming to Anderson County, and backcountry roads. Neil, welcome to Woods and Water, South Carolina.
Roger, it's great to be here, and thank you so much for the invitation, and looking forward to it.
Man, we're going to have some fun. There's a lot of stuff going on in Anderson in 2015.
Think we can cover it in an hour?
No, but that just means you get to come back.
I'm all for that.
Okay, great. You can tune in on your radio dial at 94.5. You can listen online at conservativetalk945.com. Just click the Listen Live link on the right side of the page. You'll also find more about this show on Facebook at the Woods and Water SC Facebook page. Don't forget to hit the like button when you're there. Tag your pictures on Instagram at hashtag Woods and Water SC Radio. And you can see more and listen to the weekly podcast on the website, woodsandwatersc.com. Sadly, the last major hunting season closes tomorrow. Yeah, you can go still chase a few geese around in the late season, sit up against an oak tree and hope Mr. Squirrel shows himself. And turkey season's coming, but I just never got bit by the turkey hunting bug. So I'll spend the next few weeks washing camouflage clothes, storing tree stands, cleaning guns, and stacking duck decoys. And then it's time to bring out all the fishing and fly fishing stuff. And I know my wife just rolled her eyes and sighed because around my house it never ends. It just moves from one season to the next. But if you've got more stuff than you have room for, like most all of us do, I'd like for you to think about donating it to someone who doesn't have it. I have a friend who's collecting things to distribute to the next generation, and I'm going to see if we can't set up a drop-off here at the station for lightly used clothes, boots, gloves, you know, whatever gear you'd like to get rid of. No, I'm not going to take off your trash for you, but things that somebody else would appreciate having. So listen next week, and I'll have more details about how you can help out. And as always, if you've got events that you would like to get on the air, send it to me at roger@woodsandwatersc.com. And let's see what's out there to do for this week. Of course, right now the boat show is going on at the TD Center. It's open tonight until 10 o'clock, tomorrow from 12 to 6. I've got tickets to go myself, but I'm running out of time to use them. So if you want two tickets to the boat show, you're listening right now, and you can come by the studio or the station by 4 o'clock. That's 920 Wade Hampton Boulevard in Greenville. I got two tickets for you. Call 235-9405 right now, and they're yours. And I hope you enjoy going for me. So let's get to the calendar. Got a gun show coming up. South Carolina Arms Collectors Show will be in Greenville, January 31st to February 1st. The TD Convention Center, One Exposition Drive, right over here in Greenville. Adult admission, $8. 12 and under is free. Military is $6 with their ID. You know, modern guns, antique guns, knives, and ammo. And again, I'm not sure how the square is still working or not, but I'd advise you to take as much cash as you want. Delta Waterfowl. Now, not often do people hear about Delta Waterfowl. Most of you hear Ducks Unlimited when it comes to ducks. But Delta Waterfowl is another conservation organization out there dedicated to keeping our waterfowl habitat and the populations up. They're having a fundraising banquet. They don't have many of these. This one's the Greater Columbia Chapter down in Columbia. It's going to happen on Friday, February the 6th, from 6 o'clock to 11:30 p.m. It's the Greater Columbia Chapter of Delta Waterfowl. It's the fourth annual banquet. And it's at the South Carolina National Guard Armory. That's on Bluff Road in Columbia. Doors open at 6:30. Dinner's at 7:30. Contacts, let's see, the single ticket's $45. Couples ticket's $65. For more information, contact Buford Mabry. His email is mabryb@windstream.net or John Hilton. His email, john@hiltonandcompany.com. Again, that's a Delta Waterfowl. That's kind of an unusual one to hear down here. But they're a good organization. I've been a sponsor for years, and they do some really good work up on the prairies. Here's one interesting for you. Edisto Beach State Park is having a series, and it's called the Survival Series. It's limited availability. You must pre-register. The number to call, 843-869-4430. You can also look on the South Carolina State Parks website. Go to Edisto Beach State Park, and you can see more there. I missed the one in January, which was free. They're all free. Well, no, they're not all free. The January was free. It was a cordage and knots workshop, which probably pretty fun to go to. They got one coming up February the 7th. $10, 1 o'clock in the afternoon, Assembler Survival Kit. Now, we had Jay Ellison from Glendale here a few weeks ago, and he was talking about what he called his bivy bag, which is what he takes with him everywhere. And this will be pretty much the same thing, I assume. Going to be fun. Again, if you're at Edisto Beach State Park or at Edisto Beach or anywhere around and want to go, the number there, 843-869-4430. Palmetto Conservation Foundation, you know, they're the Palmetto Trail people. They've got another hike coming up. It is it's a ladies and men's hike, February the 8th of 2014, and they're going to cover the Musgrove Mill and Blackstock battlefields. Again, it's free from PCF members. If you're not a member, you have to pay, but you can always be a member. Just go to their website and click the little thing that says here to become a member. Sounds like a good one. 3 miles. It's easy to moderate. The trailhead is the Musgrove Mill State Historic Site. The time's 10:30 in the morning. Yeah, they do have a carpool set up if you want to. So, very good. You can check their website and go on a little hike. Seaweed. We're going to talk about that a little bit with Mary who works for Seaweed. But the 33rd Seaweed is coming up. Charleston, Valentine's Day weekend, February 13th through the 15th. Great website to check out. Lots of information there. And Mary will be here after the break to talk about more. They're going to have oyster roast, ducks. Oh, we'll get into all that. But Seaweed's coming up February 13th through the 15th, Valentine's Day weekend. It might be a good thing for you to think about the one that puts up with you all the rest of the year and take her to Charleston for a nice weekend. The other thing we're going to talk about with Neil Paul here in just a little bit, too, is the Geico Bassmasters Classic. Now, this is a big one. South Carolina had the FLW last August. We've got the Bassmaster Classic here in February. We've got some big fishing tournaments here in South Carolina this year. So put it on your calendar. You know, they're going to be down at Lake Hartwell. Tournament dates, February 20th through the 22nd. Got a media day on February 19th. Sorry you can't come to that, but I'll be there to tell you what all's going on with all the top anglers. And then kind of something that'll kind of kick off that week is the Meet the Elites Banquet. It's $10 per person. It's going to be the Anderson Convention Center. They're going to have Randy Howell, the 2014 Bassmaster Classic champion there. There's going to be a barbecue dinner. They're having some tackle shows, seminars, and demos. You can either go to the Anderson County Meals on Wheels website or stop by Grady's Great Outdoors for tickets. Those guys will be here with me next week to talk about that one. So a lot of things going on, and that'll be kind of the unofficial kickoff to the Bassmasters Classic Week. Stay with me. Mary is already on the line. We'll come back, go right to her, and tell you all about the Southeastern Wildlife Exposition. Welcome back to Woods and Water, South Carolina. Real quick, I'll always add those calendar events to the Facebook page. We've got the event, date, location, and website link. It's there for your information, but always check a few days beforehand just to make sure there's been no changes. And like I said, we're going to go right to Mary. We've got Mary Roberts on the line. Mary, how are you? Welcome to Woods and Water, South Carolina.
Hi, how are you? Thanks so much for having me.
Great. Well, I appreciate you coming on. It's been bang bang with us. I was in Charleston and called you about 10 minutes before I showed up at your office door, and we had a real nice meeting there, and you agreed to come on today, and I really appreciate you being here.
Oh my gosh, anytime. This is who we're trying to get in front of. Your demographic is perfect for Stewie.
Well, great. Well, I'm glad I have the perfect show for you to come on then.
Well, yeah, thanks.
Okay, 33 years of Stewie. That's a long time. As you say, it's the largest event of its kind in the United States.
It is. It actually, the first year was in 1983, and it was mostly, ducks, decoys,
right,
and art. And there were about 5,000 attendees. And flash forward to this year, we expect 40,000 plus, and there's so much more than just ducks, dogs, and decoys and art. I mean, it's a whole weekend filled with kids' games and, fine art, sculpture. There's events, there's parties, there's tons going on.
Yeah, but you still have the ducks, dogs, and decoys, which is great.
Lots
you still got
it.
The staples.
Oh, yeah.
40,000 people, that's a lot of people. Where do you put up 40,000 people in Charleston?
I mean, the hotels are completely booked. A lot of hotels are already booked, and, the rates go up, and people are staying in Mount Pleasant and North Charleston. It's filled. It's a fun time, though.
All right, fun time. Tell us what a fun time at Sea Week, what does that include?
Well, with every general admission ticket, that includes entrance to all 9 venues that are located throughout downtown Charleston. That includes all of our live presentations, which are, this year we have Richard Weiss, who is the host of the show Born to Explore, which is on Saturday morning.
Yep.
And also Living with Wolves. They're actually a couple who lived with wolves for 6 years. Their story is amazing. It also includes entrance to our live animal shows, the Bush Wildlife Sanctuary from Florida. They're actually all the late night shows, like, Dave Letterman, all the animals that you see on those shows. That's most of the time Bush Wildlife are the ones that provide the animals.
Really?
Oh, yeah. So he has so many stories, and they rescue animals and rehabilitate them, and it's a really cool show.
Yeah, it says right here you're going to have an up-close look at alligators, bobcats, foxes, birds of prey, snakes.
Oh, yeah.
You could have done without the snakes.
Yeah, no.
I like to be outdoors, but I sure don't like those things.
Neither.
And they've got 4 shows throughout the weekend.
They do. So if we have the option to buy a 3-day ticket, which is Friday, Saturday, and Sunday, the 13th through the 15th.
Right.
And that kind of allows you to see everything, because it's hard to see all of Stewie in one day.
I'm sure.
It is.
I'm going to try to do it on Friday. I'm going to be back here for the show on Saturday, but I'm going to try to go end to end on Friday.
Yes.
So.
Do it. Well, and the good thing is that each ticket gives you access to our free shuttle.
Okay.
It takes you from venue to venue. So you can, you don't have to drive around the city.
Speaking of driving around, where should people plan? I mean, I know there's parking garages downtown. Is that the most convenient place to try to get into, or how far out does that shuttle come?
If it were me, I would park at the South Carolina Aquarium parking lot. We have a shuttle that actually starts from that location and kind of loops around the city.
Okay.
And the first stop would be Marion Square, which has the Birds of Prey flight demos and conservation exhibits.
Okay.
And then next, I would hit up Charleston Music Hall, which is walking distance.
Right.
You can see all the shows there.
Okay.
And then you definitely want to go to the Charleston Place Hotel, which has all of our art and sculpture.
Okay.
And
that's
then
right there at Meeting Street, too. So
yes.
We're real close.
Yes. And then I would end at Brittlebank Park, first, next I would go to Hibernian Hall to see the Knife Makers. Yes.
Now, who do you have coming from making knives?
Larry Page is coming.
Okay.
And Johnny Johnson. I actually have a whole list that I can read. Yeah, I think have at least 24 knife makers.
24 knife makers.
Now, they're all housed in one location, so it's kind of a one-stop shop.
Will they be able to go there and buy a knife?
Oh, yeah.
Oh, cool.
You can either just look or you can buy.
Right?
Yes.
Very nice.
Absolutely. And then I would land, I would end at Brittlebank Park, where Charleston Angler will be there giving, you know, fly fishing demos.
Right.
Dock Dogs will be there. We have two tanks, making it the biggest event east of the Mississippi.
I love to watch those dogs.
Oh, it's so much fun.
They are so, you know, I've had Labradors for, well, I guess I'm on my third Labrador now. My first one, you know, she would run to the edge of the water, and she was a great retriever. No doubt about it. She was probably, she was better than I deserved. But she'd run to the edge of the water and then just kind of daintily step in. You know, and then start swimming. And the, you know, Biscuit, my second one, she was pretty good. But the one I've got now, Sophie, buddy, she is, if you had a ramp, she would probably know how to get off of it. She goes in the water, you know, 100%. So I love to see a retriever that's really, or any dog that's just got that much energy to fly.
Oh, yeah. It's amazing what they can do and how far and high they can go. It's crazy.
So we've got, well, we've got boats, fly fishing, safari guides, fly fishing, fly tying. I see there's going to be somebody there teaching you how to throw a cast net.
Yep. Yep.
That's an intimidating thing to a lot of people.
Yes.
And to have somebody there to share. And pretty much they'll just let you, anybody that's there, they'll kind of include you in what's going on.
Oh, yeah, absolutely. You can be as involved as you'd want to. So, and if you check our website, you can see the schedule for all the tutorials.
Yeah, and it's a full schedule, 9, 10, okay. 11, 12, well, one. It's there's something going on all the time.
There is. I mean, it's a weekend filled with events.
So kids stuff, because we love to get kids involved here in the outdoors and also kids. You got a family coming down. The parents are worried about what the kid's doing. Besides, you know, every kid's going to gravitate to the dogs. That's a no-brainer. What else do you got going on for the kids down there?
You know, we have a petting zoo.
Okay.
And we also have some kids' games, you know, the jump castles and the bungee jumps, and I think it's something called the spider.
Spider jump. Yeah, I saw that. I'm not sure what that is.
I know.
It sounds good.
It's like what you would see at, you know, an amusement park. It's really cool.
Okay.
And then, you know, slides, there's a playground. But the best part is that kids 10 and under have free admission.
That's
great. So
you can make it
a whole family day.
Whole family event. Mm-hmm. Okay, we've got a lot of artists, and we've got a lot of new things going on with the art side. Tell us a little bit about that.
Well, you know, the Charleston Place Ballroom kind of transforms into a world-class art collection. It's some of the most interesting art and fine artists that you'll find all in one place in the country. It's quite a collection. Our artist director has been working hard on getting, you know, new and up-and-coming artists as well as the established veterans. So
right.
We have big names there and, you know, a variety of art, not just the classic dog with duck, but also more contemporary and modern.
Okay.
It's really fascinating. And the fun part is that the artists are actually there by their artwork, you know, to talk to whoever all weekend.
There's something on here called, let's see, it's Watch Seaweed Artists Create Original Pieces Live During the Quick Draw Speed Sculpt.
Yes, and we've had this the past couple of years. It's been a big hit. You can actually watch a select number of artists create a piece from start to finish. I mean, they literally start with a blank canvas, and you watch them create in just 60 minutes, you know, a full masterpiece and piece of sculpture, and then it's auctioned off.
And then it's auctioned off.
Yeah, and it's just really cool because if you were to buy a piece through the auction, it's just neat to know that you watched it, you know, actually become a piece of art. So it's really cool.
And then back for the second year is an event you're calling Duets and Quartets.
Yes, Duets and Quartets. It's actually two artists and two painters and two sculptors creating a piece from start to finish, all to the background of the Charleston Symphony Orchestra.
Wow.
Really cool. It's a crowd pleaser for sure.
And then an auction followed that too.
Yes, sir. That's right.
And that's on Saturday. So if that interested, you need to be at the Charleston Place Ballroom on Saturday at 2:00 for that one.
That's right.
Food.
And then another auction that we have going on is the decoy auction, the Guyette and Dieter decoy auction.
Yes.
Yeah, people are coming from all over the country for this. It's the decoy world. That's a culture I didn't know about before I worked at Seawee. And, there's some fascinating people and some fascinating pieces of art.
Oh, there are. I remember, I'm trying to think if it was been probably, 2015? Probably 2006 or 7, I went to Easton, Maryland.
Oh, yeah.
To the Eastern Waterfowl Festival. Mm-hmm. And they had some, and the decoy carvers were there. The art was there. It was a really neat weekend up there, too. In fact, they closed the schools down in Easton because the high school and the middle school were the exhibit halls and the places where everybody was stationed. That was a really neat thing. So the decoy aspect is really, it's a whole nother ball game to decoy collectors.
Oh, yeah.
And it looks like here on Friday, and I'll get to see this at 1 o'clock, you're going to have a lecture, The History of Decoys and Decoy Collecting, by John Dieter.
Yes, John Dieter, who's one of the principals at Guyon Dieter.
That is going to be so much fun to be that one.
Mm-hmm.
So,
absolutely.
Food. What do we do about food for the weekend?
Well, at most of our, or both of our outdoor venues, we have food vendors there. Everything from kind of a funnel cake to hot dogs to obviously lots of local restaurants that Charleston has to offer. We're known for our food, that is for sure.
That's the truth. Okay, a great weekend. It's Valentine's Day weekend. I got your email, and it says, P.S., I have 2 sets of 3-day tickets in the mail to you, so that means I can send, that's 2 different pairs. That's 3-day weekend, so that's 4 tickets altogether?
That's 4 tickets altogether.
Oh, wow. And I will give those away next week. Once I have them in here, I'll come in here next week, and we'll give them away both sets next weekend.
Awesome. Great.
And I really appreciate you sending those to me. That just that makes the stop in and the conversation just even better.
Well, great.
And I noticed you got something here after a little bit. You said advance tickets on sale through February 2nd at 15% off. Use promo code Woods and Water.
Yes.
How cool.
Yeah. So if you go online right now, you can actually get a ticket at 15% off with the code Woods and Water.
Man. I have arrived.
Well, that makes a $40 ticket $34.
That's right.
And that's all 3 days of seaweed.
And that buys a couple of funnel cakes, a good hot dog, that gets you a little food to go along with it.
Yeah, exactly. It's a good way to look at it.
Well, Mary, I appreciate you coming on. I appreciate the information. I've got all this stuff I'm going to be putting up on the Facebook page for people to look at the calendar, and they can also give us a website, a telephone number, and some contact information if people have more questions.
Website is www.sewee.com. That's SEWE.com.
Okay.
Best phone number is 843-723-1748. And our email, if you have any general questions, is sewee@sewee.com.
Can't wait to get down there this year.
Yes, I hope everyone's able to make it.
We will, and I will see you on Friday.
Wonderful. Thank you so much for having me.
Thanks, Mary. You take care.
Thanks, you too.
Bye-bye. That was a good segment. Hope you make plans to get down there. Like I said, you may have to stay back out of town a little bit, but it is a great weekend. Stay with me. Mr. Paul and I are going to get on the bass fishing when we come back. Better music to get you in the mood to go into Charleston. Jimmy Buffett. It's a great album, too. Went to one of his concerts. They were recording live. That was pretty cool. Come on, and if you didn't know by now, we're recording this live. That was a good concert. I think that was pre-kids. Oh, welcome back to Woods and Water, South Carolina. A good segment with Mary. I appreciate her calling in. I don't have a whole lot. I did steal about a dozen. Well, steal is kind of a harsh word. I lifted about a dozen seaweed brochures while I was down there. Mr. Paul has already grabbed one, so I'm down to 11 now. I will put these up at the front desk here at the station. Yeah, they'll probably go quick. So if you want one, you can stop by sometime during the week. They may be here, maybe not. You can also, like she said, you can go to the website, www.sewe.com. They've got the schedule there. They've got the brochure there, everything you need. But if you just want to put your hands on one, I've got a few I'll leave here at the station. Now, we got Mr. Neil Paul from Visit Anderson. We are both South Carolina born and bred, have always lived here in the state. He's lived a few more places around than I have. I moved from like upper middle to upper, and you've kind of jumped around pretty much the whole state from the low country.
Low country to the PD, the Midlands,
yeah.
Back to the PD, and now in the upstate. We moved every time the rent came due.
Boy, you had some slack landlords. Well, one thing Mr. Paul and I agree on here, we are connoisseurs of backcountry roads.
Absolutely.
I love them.
Absolutely.
The only thing is, we were talking, and I was on one down somewhere near Blackville the other week, and we were talking, and I lost you. But that's, hey, when you travel those back roads, that's both the beauty and the devil of it. The beauty is, it's pretty and all that. The devil of it is, you may just get to enjoy the beautiful ride, because you might not have cell phone reception.
And it's probably a good thing, because when you do get out on the back roads of South Carolina, there's so many beautiful things to see. You probably should have the cell phone buried in the pocket anyway.
That, and you got to watch out for the wildlife and the tractors.
Absolutely.
I never forget. I was down last summer. I was down at St. Matthews and Cameron while they were harvesting peanuts. And, you know, you don't drive 55 on those roads down there because, buddy, you will come up behind a peanut truck in a hurry. And they're not going to get out of your way.
No.
You know, those roads are theirs, and you're going to argue with that big old John Deere tractor and 5,000 pounds of peanuts behind them. All right, we got the classic. Anderson County, the classic. And you said it is just a zoo right now getting everything ready.
It is. But it's a lot of fun. It's a great, and I don't want to call it it's certainly not a problem by any stretch, but having the Bassmaster Classic in your community is actually it's a great benefit. This has been a long time coming. It's been a fast year. I remember when, we made the announcement just over a year ago.
Right.
In January of 2014. And just the process of working with Bass and working in the community and also working with Greenville, the folks that visit Greenville who, you know, are hosting the event along with us. And it's been a great year. I tell folks all the time, I probably caught less fish last year than at any point in my life with the schedule I've kept, but it's probably been the most rewarding fishing year that I've ever had.
I bet.
Because between announcing the classic and being able to attend last year's classic to the events that we had last year on Lake Hartwell, and then being able to go to the Forest Wood Cup,
right,
which was on Lake Murray,
yeah,
another South Carolina lake, back in August. It was by far the coolest fishing year I've ever had, and I never had to wet a line to do it.
By the way, you absolutely crushed my dream at the FLW. My dream was my first media event, you know, Anthony won the thing, and I'd gotten to be friends with him over the week, and at the end of it, I was like, here it comes. They're going to say, and the winner of this brand new boat is Roger Metz, and it wasn't. It was Neil Paul. How did that happen? You know what? I'm going to be watching you. If you win something at this classic, I'm going to know the game is rigged.
No, and you're okay there because Bass has assured me every time they talk to me that somebody always gets in the company and said, you're not winning a boat at our event. That was just a tremendous weekend. You know, we were fortunate enough to be able to attend
right.
the Cup, you know, really kind of in a non-working capacity, but had probably accessed it that not everybody is able to get,
no.
you know, through our communication and contacts with FLW. Those folks are great and do a great job. And to be able to go down and my dad, my parents live right there in Columbia, so I was able to take my dad with me and
yeah.
kind of share that weekend
yeah.
with him. And then to sit there on Sunday evening and I thought it was cool enough at the end watching Anthony, a local guy, win the tournament.
Oh,
I mean,
yeah.
and you're sitting right there among his family and friends, and to see the impact, I don't think you understand, and I know I didn't, and you don't understand the impact that winning an event like that has on somebody's life until you see it permeate all throughout their family, you
yes.
know, the family, the wife, the kids,
yes.
the individual himself, and then to have it capped off by having your name pulled out of a boat to win the thing. I mean, it was a crazy. I just look back on the opportunity, and I'm very thankful. And, yeah. And it was a lot of fun.
It was fun. All right, Bassmasters. It's going to be a great time. If people haven't heard about it yet, it's the 20th through the 23rd.
22nd.
They fish 3 days. It's a little bit different.
Friday, Saturday, Sunday. Yes.
And okay, Green Pond for y'all.
Oh, it's a game changer.
It was. How many tons of concrete's in that ramp?
You know,
is it 900 tons? Did I read that right?
I don't remember. I will put it like this. I don't remember the exact weight, but I can tell you this, because we got in the office one day, and this has been probably 4 or 5 months ago, and we looked up. That number escapes me right here at the moment.
Yeah, that's me
but
too.
But we looked up the exact what else in this world weighs what the ramp weighs.
Right.
And interestingly enough, the giant Megatron jumbo screen in Texas Stadium, Jerry's World,
right.
where the Cowboys
right.
play, it's the same weight of
oh,
the ramp.
Oh, my goodness.
So if you can visualize...
The Megatron in
the
water.
Yes, if you can imagine submerging that into Lake Hartwell, there's your ramp.
And we're not done with that ramp.
The facility, no.
Yeah.
The facility, you know, opened Anderson County, and they've done a phenomenal job with it. They opened the facility back in December, mm-hmm. and folks have been using it. Now I know Randy Howell was here the week after Christmas doing some pre-fishing on Hartwell, and he used it.
Okay.
And the folks out there, they've done a great job maintaining it, setting it up, putting it together. The community's gotten involved with it, and it's a great facility. There's still another phase.
Okay, what's the next phase?
Well, there's some plans for a permanent restroom facility.
Okay.
There's a road, and obviously with radio, it's very difficult
hard
to point
to show.
It out. But there's a road that sort of follows the perimeter. Between where the, if you can visualize this, where the old ramp at Green Pond used to be and the new ramp, and it follows kind of the shoreline as you come around, that's actually going to be eventually paved.
Okay.
And it will be a drive through for the amphitheater that's in place okay. out there as well. So when tournaments come in, we'll actually be able to host weigh-ins on site.
Right there. That'd be cool too. Did I see there were plans for more ramps?
There'll be three additional lanes.
Three additional lanes.
So when it's all said and done, it'll be six lanes.
And unless Lake Hartwell goes dry, you'll still be able to launch your boat there.
Exactly. It's they're the largest launch lanes on the lake currently. And I was not in Anderson in 2008 when the Classic was here last. But I'm told that was at the lowest depth that Hartwell's been, these lanes would still be in the water at that point. So,
well, I was on Hartwell in 2008 when the Classic was there. Interestingly enough, I was on my flats boat. Now, get out there in your flats boat at a bass tournament, and you get some looks, let me tell you what. But it was low. I remember I had to put in at Martin Creek because a lot of the other ramps were out of the water. Martin Creek was enough to get in the water. And all the way down the lake, I mean, there was more dirt showing than water practically. And funny that we say that the BASS sent me a press release the other day. And one of the first comments by Aaron Martins was, it's a lot bigger than I remember it being when we were here for the Classic in 2008. Well, there's a lot more water down there now.
And I think I shared, and we're talking about Aaron Martins. I had an opportunity to visit with him last year.
Yeah.
At the Classic last year down in Alabama. And he's looking forward to coming back to Hartwell again because he said it couldn't be any worse than his last visit. He actually fished with strep throat
oh, wow.
during the 2008 Classic, and that's what he remembers most about fishing. So if you can imagine February on the lake and strep throat, it's probably not a very healthy combination.
It was cold. My little boat only goes about 40 miles an hour, and my fingers froze holding that steering wheel. Driving down the lakes, so I can't imagine what it'd be like to be sick and out there fishing. I mean, fishing for 3 days consecutively has got to be enough work, and fishing at sick, that's dedication.
It's your life.
It's your life. It is. We're running up on a break here. When we come back, we're going to go a little bit more, and then the show will be over. It really passes quickly when you have good good guys and gals on this radio show with me. So hang with me on the other side. We're going to come back, talk more about some upcoming events in Anderson County and what you can expect in the future. Stay with us. Welcome back to Woods and Water, South Carolina. We've still got Mr. Neil Paul with us. He's brought his friend the frog with him today, but he's doing a yeoman's duty today, and I appreciate it. The lake is really way up. I mean, we're only talking maybe 6 feet or 7 feet of winter drawdown this week, so there's going to be a lot more water, a lot more fishing territory for those guys to go fish. And I know I've worked with Randy Howell a little bit. There's a he's been doing stuff with the elites. I had John Cruz on last week. And you guys, you've met pretty much everybody that there is, haven't you?
It's like I said, it's been a crazy a year in that respect. And just to have the opportunity to, and not just in passing, but actually get one-on-one time with folks in the business like Hank Parker, Jimmy Houston, Roland Martin, one of my favorites, Shaw Grigsby. And those guys are just, they're tremendous. And you find out after you've watched their television shows forever or, you know, and followed them in the business, you find out they're people, they're just like you are.
Oh, they are.
And they're a lot of, and they're a lot of fun. And you know, Jimmy Houston, when he comes to, when he comes and fishes Hartwell, you can always find him at the Golden Corral in Anderson. And I laugh and I said, Jimmy Houston, who will kiss a fish on a 30-minute television show, he'll kiss a dozen fish in a show, and he'll go belly up to the buffet at Golden Corral, like the rest of us.
Well, you know, that was the most intimidating feeling I've ever had is pulling up to media day at the FLW. Just because I know these guys, you see them on stage, and they just live in a different world. Their world just doesn't compute with yours most of the time. But they're just so nice, and I've run into Jimmy Houston a couple of times, Hank Parker. I mean, Hank gave me so much grief over the way I raised a welt on my arm shooting a compound bow the first time. And I ran into him a day after. I know he's a big bow hunter. I said, hey, look at my arm. And he goes, yeah, you're shooting it wrong, aren't you? He said, did it hurt? Are you going to do it again? So they're really great people. And when they're here for the expo and all that, don't hesitate to go up to them and talk to them. They love talking to people. They love it. That's, you know, in one sense, they love fishing. They love the outdoors, but they're just people persons, and I find that a lot with outdoorsmen. They do well around people. They love to talk,
and they are. And you find out really that they're people just like we are. But you also find that, you know, it's like any other professional athlete. When they're in the boat and they go on the water, it's game on. They flip the switch and they can do it better than anybody else. That's why they're among the best in the world. But when they come off the water, when it's time to kind of relax a little bit, let your hair down, whether it's in a social venue or whether it's in a sponsor related venue, I mean, there you find out they're just like we are. Yeah. And it's so refreshing to spend time around folks like that.
All right. I've thought the question I've ever asked anybody, why when they come here, we've got the fishing at Lake Hartwell, the expo at the TD Center, and the weigh-in at Bon Secours.
That's probably the most popular question that we fielded in the past 12 months.
Okay.
You know, in from Bass's end of it, you know, let's look at it two ways. Well, first of all, why are we fishing out of Anderson and Lake Hartwell? Well, it's because of Lake Hartwell.
Right.
You know, a 56,000 acre body of water and the Lake Hartwell's going to be the place to fish. When negotiations began with Bass almost 2 years ago for this tournament, to even be able to have a seat at the table to negotiate a tournament of this magnitude, Bass requires you to have a minimum of 100,000 square feet of exhibit space,
okay,
and a minimum of a 10,000 seat arena.
Okay.
We don't have that in Anderson.
Okay.
Greenville doesn't have the body of water to fish in. We're able to put our resources together. The TD Center, Bon Secours Wellness Arena, and Lake Hartwell are going to be three great venues to host this world-class tournament. Now, Bass is tickled to death. A lot of folks locally were like, do you really think people are going to want to drive from Anderson to Greenville?
In a minute.
It's 37 miles
yes.
from Green Pond to the arena, the site of the weigh-ins. And just by comparison, last year from Lake Gunnersville in Alabama to Birmingham was 72 miles
right.
one way. The previous year in Tulsa, Oklahoma, it was 90 miles one way from the water to the weigh-in site. So the 37 miles that the guys are going to travel from Lake Hartwell to Greenville, they're tickled to death, and so is Bass.
Good, good. I have one of those thoughts that just kind of did the flyby thing. It might come back to me.
Well, just and just looking at, you know, the Bassmaster Classic is going to be great. It's a great event for us. It's a great event for Lake Hartwell and for Anderson County to show off this brand new 30-acre facility. But it's not the only thing we have coming up. You know, it's been a game changer for us.
Okay.
And it certainly changed the way that we're able to sell and recruit business to the lake. You know, we just had the Fishers of Men.
Right.
You know, Al Odom and his folks do a great job. And we just had a regional championship of theirs in November on Lake Hartwell. They actually fished out at Portman Marina.
Right.
Where the Classic went out of in 2008. And those folks did a great job helping us out. We got the Classic next month, which is what garners all the attention right now. But to follow up, I mean, we've got a BFL, which is Bass Fishing League. It's they're a division under the umbrella of the FLW Tour. We've got them in for a tournament in April. In March and June, we've got ABA, which is American Bass Anglers, in Green Pond for weekend tournaments. In the fall of 2015, we're going to have ABA American Bass Anglers again with their national championship. That's a week-long event. In the fall. In the spring of 2016, ABA American Bass Anglers will be back again for their Ray Scott Championship. Ray Scott is, most of you know, the founder and creator of Bass.
Right.
He's now aligned himself with ABA, American Bass Anglers, and they're bringing their Ray Scott Championship, which is their premier
Cup
event.
Or Classic.
Exactly. It will be on Hartwell and Green Pond the April of 2016. And that event will also include an outdoors expo, which will take place in the Civic Center of Anderson.
Okay,
and I know we'll hopefully see you over there.
Oh yeah, I'll be there, and we'll have to have you back in to talk about some of the stuff as it gets closer too.
Oh, no question.
Yeah. Well, okay. Those coming in now, the weigh-ins. You say you're going to have the expo. The weigh-ins that they're going to have, are they going to have those on site there at the lake? Or will they be in Anderson, or do you know yet?
Tentatively, we have discussed having those weigh-ins in the amphitheater
okay.
at the Civic Center of Anderson. It's a, you know, for folks that aren't familiar with the amphitheater on site there, it's grass seating for about, we can get about 10,000 people in there.
Okay.
And there's a drive-through area where we can actually conduct the weigh-ins right there on site. So ABA, when they came in and conducted their site visit, they were tickled to death about the opportunity, and you know, for that event, you'll be able to have the expo in the Civic Center, which is approaching 30,000 square
right.
feet of space, and then just walk right across the parking lot to the weigh-in. So that promises to be a great time. That'll be a week-long event too. And there, the ABA, they actually had the opportunity to go up to Tennessee, where their national championship was this year, back in October, and announce these upcoming events. And I mean, they had in their national championship this year, it was up in Tennessee. They had somewhere in the neighborhood of 300 guys
oh, wow.
fish that tournament for a week. So they do a great job, and they get a lot of interest. They're very patriotic, very military friendly.
Okay.
And we're so thankful to have an opportunity to be aligned with them.
Yeah. Do we know how many people BSS is expecting to come through the expo weigh-in during those 3 days?
I don't. I do know this. I do know at the time that they were here in 2008, they shattered all of their previous records.
Wow.
They're expecting to push record numbers again. We just received our, and I guess this is probably as much as I can say, but our
okay.
confidential information from Bass this week, kind of the, we've got, and just on that note, we've got Bass will be in Anderson on on Wednesday of this coming week, the 28th. We've got our all hands on deck meeting Wednesday morning with emergency services and everything. Bass is going to basically, they've laid out the plan.
Okay.
And they're going to show us how to execute that plan on Wednesday. So we're really excited about having them in town for this meeting. And part of that presentation on Wednesday, they're estimating in the neighborhood of 4,000 people each morning
at the launch.
And so,
wow,
everything from the parking plan to the flow of traffic, number of volunteers, all those things are things that we're sort of in the final stages of putting together now. But they estimated somewhere in the neighborhood of 11,000 to 12,000 people will see the launch
just
over
the
3 days. Absolutely.
That's amazing, because that's early morning, and who knows what February is going to be like.
No. It could be 55 and sunny, or it could be 38 and raining sideways.
I have put in to be a ride-along on either Friday or Sunday, and I'm starting to think that could be a very long day,
yes,
depending on the weather.
Absolutely.
In fact, I have started exploring – you know, most of my foul weather gear is camouflage and all. And I've started exploring better foul weather gear. So if I make it into a boat with a pro for the day, I'll at least be dry, take a book or my laptop, and hope he likes to talk. Because you put me in the boat with somebody for 8 hours that's not going to talk to me, it's going to be a long day.
I can assure you this. I've not put in a ride in anyone's boat.
Okay.
In fact, last year I did. I was fortunate enough to do a demo ride with the folks at Triton last year. They took me out and across Lake Gunnersville in a brand new Triton with a 250 Mercury on the back, and that was enough
to cure you.
That was enough for me. But I can assure you that it's a lot warmer it'll be a lot warmer in that hospitality tent.
Oh, I'm sure it will be that we're
hosting. So. Yeah. I can assure you, you can have all the foul weather gear you want.
It was funny. I didn't have this problem in August on Lake Murray.
No. That was miserable hot.
It was hot, but it was fun. But, you know, my driver was 62 years old, and we did 82 miles an hour one day on the lake catching up to Anthony. So, you know, I guess if I can handle the heat and that speed, maybe somebody will slow down and I'll be dry on the other side.
74 is my top speed.
74.
The guy at Triton told me that last year. I said, what did we get up to? And we come back, because I was going to be cute, and I self-mounted my cell phone to my chest on my life jacket and tried to shoot video as we scampered across Lake Gunnersville. And there's a shot in the video where we hit something, and I literally came up off the seat. And when I did, all you see is like sky, floor, side. And I scrambled to put the phone up because there was no way I was going to dig it out of the bottom of the lake. So 74 is my top speed, and that was plenty fast.
That's enough. Plenty enough for you. Well, look, thanks for being here. I'm going to wrap it this week. We're going to have some fun with this one.
Let's do it. We will.
Well, quickly, Chuck Norris for this week. I'm going to make a big pot of seafood chipino, and I hate this part of the recipe, but Chuck Norris makes onions cry. Next week, I'm going to have the guys from Belton First Baptist to talk about the Meet the Elites banquet. Starting Monday, right here on 94.5, you're going to hear an ad from Randy Howell, the 24 Master Classic, talking about that event. So stay tuned in next week. Get some more information. Neil, appreciate you being here, buddy. There's James. It's going to be fun this spring. The weather looks great for this week. You need to get outside and breathe some fresh air. Be careful. Take the back roads. Don't forget the camera. And I'll see you next week. Thanks for tuning in.